Hi everyone, welcome to the Power Pod, a space to elevate your life and help you feel more powerful. My name is Alexa and I am the host of this podcast and best-selling author of Power to Persevere. My goal is to help you improve your life through wellness tips and motivation and support you on your journey through life. Make sure you stay tuned for new episodes weekly.
Episode from your favorite one and only Alexa Nicole. It has been a hot minute that I've been consistent on here. Honestly, I feel like the season of September has been a reflection point for me where I've gone through a lot of introspection and I've really needed some time for myself. While I have posted probably every other week this month, I feel like there were some episodes that could have launched and I just pressed pause on them. And actually one of them was a Hodgkin's lymphoma episode that I have been really putting off for now a year on relaunching it because I cannot muster the courage to listen to it because I'm honestly quite afraid to open some cans of worms. I have been reflecting, as you know, I've recently turned 26 a couple of days ago as I'm recording this episode, and reflecting on the fact that I am so proud of myself, and you should be proud of yourself too. This podcast episode today is coming from the heart. It has not been planned, and there has been no rhyme or reason why I'm recording it. It's just something that is speaking to me. I literally picked up my microphone. Oops, sorry, my phone's ringing. I picked up my microphone. It's 8:30 p.m. on a Sunday. I was going to go another week without launching an episode. And I was like, you know what? Let me come on here for the girls and the guys. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about it, everyone. So the definition of proud is feeling deep pleasure or satisfaction as a result of one's own achievements, qualities, or possessions, or those of someone with whom one is closely associated with. So what does it mean for you to be proud? What are you proud of? And I feel like this is such an important question you need to ask yourself, because in order to continue to grow, in order to continue to elevate, you need to have moments of reflection of the positive, of the good, of what you've been through to get to where you are today. And if you don't reflect on that, if you don't take time to actually have a moment with yourself and look at the past and look at how much you've grown and look at how much you've persevered through, then you're going to live life on autopilot. That's the fact. That is the truth. That's what I have personally even experienced, and a lot of my friends too. And this is why I'm here helping you get that clarity. So when I started to discuss the notion of being proud, what came to you when I asked that? What is the first thing that comes to you when you say, I'm so proud of myself? Being proud is different for everyone because we're all on our own journeys. We're all on our own paths, and I feel like the older you get, the more wisdom you gain, the more you realize that you are uniquely you. You have intentions specifically tailored to your existence for a reason. It might not make any sense when you're going through it, but when you start to lean into it and you start to lean into the intuition and you start to roll with life and you start to also say, hey, life, thank you for presenting me this opportunity. I honestly didn't want this to happen. Didn't have any anticipation on happening, but we're here and we're going through it. And we're going to say, thank you for working out for me. Not, oh, why is this happening to me? Thank you for teaching me something. Thank you for being here so I can gain some courageous muscles, some fortitude in going forward in life, and I can become strong and resilient, especially you all listening to this who are in your 20s. You probably are experiencing a lot right now, okay? Reflecting back on the past 2 years specifically for me, I feel the most proud. I feel proud of being forced to go through chemotherapy when I had to kind of go through it, although I didn't want to go through it. And it was really difficult because for those of you who are not familiar with what chemotherapy is, it poisons your body so much so to kill, of course, the cancerous cells, but it also ends up destroying your healthy cells too, your very fast-acting cells, because it's in a race to destroy cancer. And like, even to just talk about that right now is crazy to think about that I went through that. Like, really and truly, it's so mind-boggling to me. I just looked at my recording time and it said 5:55 right as I said that. Like, crazy, right? I mean, it's remarkable that for me personally, I was able to get through it. And it's remarkable to also witness other people go through it as well. And for them to be expanders for those who are currently undergoing treatment, which is really, really tough. So if you're going through chemotherapy right now and you're listening to this, God bless you. I am praying for you and I'm sending you a lot of light and love. I cut out for a hot second, so I'm here to interrupt you and let you know that this little bit may not make any sense for the transition, but we're here to just hop in again. Make me super weak. I'm gonna lose all my hair. Basically have no immune system. Take me a couple of years to recover from it, or I die. Okay? That was something that now I can reflect on and be proud of. But when I just got out of it, I wasn't proud. I was angry. I was grieving. I felt like I didn't deserve anything in the world and I wanted to die, honestly. It was the most challenging time for me, and there was a part of me that truthfully didn't feel like I deserved to even live because I was like, well, I got this disease, and this cancer, although I'm cured, like, should I really be here? I was having, like, survivor's guilt. That's what they call it. Okay. Now looking back, from all this work that I've done on myself, from all this reflection, from forcing myself to sit down, write in my journal, go to therapy, do the things to get me back on track, even on the days I didn't want to do it. Damn, I'm proud. I look back and I'm proud because I showed up. And that made me realize that I have to keep showing up every single day for anything I want in life, even when I don't want to do it. And then the past 2 years have been me, you know, the first couple years out of college, really healing. Things I did not want to go through, I was forced to go through now. Past couple years has been me diving deep into my heart center. Now I've realized, wait, so I don't have to be stressed out my whole life and hate my life? Wait. So I can actually listen to my heart and do what makes me feel happy? Wait. No. Way. Yes, way. You can have that. You can. And making the decision to actually lean into it is the hottest thing you can do for yourself. Okay? And that's what I've been doing the past 2 years. And I can't even begin to tell you how proud I am for me to break the barriers, to do the things that I was always told weren't for me, blah, 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 from whomever. And I'm just listening to my heart. I'm just doing it. Okay, I've been pursuing design recently. I switched my job, which I'm so excited about, like my 9-to-5, my bread and butter, my day job, switched that. Now I'm designing, doing what I love and honestly always dreamed of doing. When I was a kid, I always wanted to do something in art. I remember even someone telling me I'm supposed to be a graphic designer one day. And then when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I want to design logos for a living. Like, what? Okay, girl, I'm doing, right? But as I've been leaning in deeper and deeper into who I am, as I've been leaning in deeper and deeper into meditation, to journaling, to introspection, into surrendering to how life is unfolding for me, that is what has been making me proud. And I'm really curious as to if you relate to this too, babe, this, if you also are going through a journey of self-love and tuning into your heart, are you also feeling proud like this? What are you feeling proud about today? In your day, reflecting back even on this past year, okay, we are on month 9, almost going into 10, which is crazy, of the year. I want you to take away from this short episode something that makes you feel proud. Or not take away, but I want you to have a thought of something that makes you feel proud. And I really want you to pay attention to when you're thinking of that thing that makes you feel proud, what you did, the courage that your body went through, something that your mind achieved. What does it feel like in your physical body? Like, where are you experiencing this elated energy? Where are you experiencing this excitement? Where are you experiencing this joy, this light? And try to build that muscle of emulating it, of emulating that memory that you're somatically feeling throughout your body in your day to day. And honestly, let's make it a habit of just doing it the next few days of this month, okay? Life is just so beautiful once you start to attune to it, once you start to accept the fact that it's a blessing, things will start to come your way. You will start to live your dreams for yourself, and you will be blessed with opportunity. And it's just so amazing that I cannot begin to appreciate more and more and more every single day. And I think the most insane thing for my personal life story, my journey, was that I had to have had a cancer diagnosis at 19 and start chemotherapy at 20 and literally have my whole entire life flip upside down for me to have this realization. And I know it was such a difficult time going through it at the season that it was presented to me, but I don't think that I'd be the person I am today without it. And while, you know, it's really affected me since, in, you know, a lot of negative ways has affected me, I really try to rewire my brain to think about the positive. How did it positively affect me? And maybe you're also going through something really challenging in your life right now where you feel like you're hopeless, you want to give up, okay? But try to, look at my story and look at the stories of other people out here who have shared vulnerable points in their lives on the internet, on podcasts, on YouTube, wherever, and see how they've come out of it. And just know, maybe you're in chapter 1 and they're in chapter 10, but you have to finish that book. You have to get through each chapter to get to chapter 10 if that's meant for you in your life path, right? You have to show up every day. You have to trust the process. You have to trust that time heals, that you can really and truly persevere through anything that you're going through in life, with faith especially. And I mean, just even this past month, I feel like I've had so many revelations and a lot of introspection and times of me just even crying for no reason. And it has allowed me to heal deeper. It's allowed me to heal further. It's allowed me to get more clarity on my life and what's meant for me. And I am really grateful for that. And I hope that as this episode comes to an end, you've taken something out of this. And whether it's maybe you sending it to a friend that might need to hear something to uplift them today, hello friend, I welcome you to the podcast. Or maybe you feel a sense of inspiration and hope, I'm so glad that it has helped you. And if this podcast has helped you, I'm gonna do a little plug city in here. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That will make me so happy. I'd love to see what you guys write, or DM me on Instagram. I've actually made some friends through podcasting, so it's so fun to have you all now in my friendship ecosystem. I'm going to send you light and love, and good luck with everything that you're going through.